1-800-449-8686. Hold the line there, Lloyd. As you know, if you just joined us, we're taking calls from... This is the Phil Hendry Show, by the way. 1-800-449-8686. Let me just put that caller on hold. If you just joined us, we're taking calls on Charlton Heston checking himself into alcohol rehab back in May for 3 weeks. And we have received some phone calls from IRA. From NRA members. It's interesting how those two initials just sort of go, you know, you can't think of one without the other. Anyway, we are taking some phone calls from, and we have received phone calls from concerned NRA members and other people. Charlton Heston, the president of the National Rifle Association, allegedly admitted to the National Enquirer that he had a drinking problem of some import, and as a result, maybe it was from drinking a lot of import. Sorry. And so he decided to check himself into alcohol rehab. So who do we have on the line here? Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I was telling the man who answered the phone that I am a longtime admirer of the National Rifle Association, and I am outraged, and I want to express my outrage at the press, the National Enquirer, and I am... bitterly disappointed in the ruling council of the NRA.
Now, you haven't mentioned Charlton Heston's name there.
First of all, sir, Mr. Heston revealing his inability to hold a drink is bad enough, but to reveal it to the press, I think, is something that we in the NRA keep in the family. One of the things, we are National Rifle Association members, we should know how to take a drink or two.
And, what do you keep in the family in the NRA? Mr. Heston apparently went public with this because he wanted people to know, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's grandstanding. I think he wants people to think he's young and he's with it and he's now. And
how is admitting that you have a drinking problem hoping to appeal to a younger electorate?
Because a lot of the young... This is a young sensibility, Mr. Hendry. Today, nowadays, all the young kids, they all admit they got a drinking problem. They all admit they have a drug problem. It's the now thing to do. And Heston, in a cheap play to get the youth vote and to get youthful support in the NRA, admitted that he's sloppy with a drink. And I can tell you...
Well, hold on for a minute. Charlton Heston... came out, and I didn't read the National Enquirer article, but came out and said that he checked himself into alcohol rehab after his social drinking got out of hand. Now, a spokesman said that Mr. Heston would be speaking, he would be campaigning, he works for the NRA, he's been doing all this stuff, and you know how it is, you go to these dinners, and they give you a rubber chicken and food that's not really edible, and you have a little bit too much wine. Okay, and...
I know what he said, and I know what goes on in the NRA. I'm an NRA member. But we never air our dirty laundry in public.
And are you saying that there's more than one drinking problem in the NRA?
Well, I will tell you that we've got a lot of functioning alcoholics. But whether we have functioning alcoholics or not, we don't go public with it. And we should know how to take a drink, whether it's in a deer stand or a duck blind. It's a custom for a hunter to have a highball. But Mr. Heston is taking his inability to hold a drink to the press is untenable.
And if it is okay in your tradition to have a drink in a deer stand? What is that?
Deer stand is
Is that the place where you guys will shoot a deer from?
Yes, sir.
All right. I mean, I lived in Minnesota for a while. I'm familiar with a duck blind. You're saying it's a custom to have a highball.
Yeah, well, it is a custom. The custom, Mr. Hendry, is that a man is a man. If he can hold a drink, you can. If you're not sloppy with your drink. In other words, there's not a problem. The problem is going public if you got a problem. Now, Heston, he knows as well as I do, as well as every member of the NRA, that we got a lot of people in the NRA that are sloppy with a drink.
What does sloppy with a drink mean?
It means you can't hold a highball.
You can't hold your liquor.
That's correct, yes.
And you got a lot of those guys in the NRA?
We've got... I'll tell you what we've got, and I'll tell you what we have is functioning alcoholics.
Now, my way of thinking...
A functioning alcoholic...
Well, a functioning alcoholic is just somebody who goes to work every day, comes home, can hold down a job, can bring home a paycheck, can maybe even fire a rifle.
That's correct, yes.
But still has to have booze every day to get by.
That is correct, yeah.
And the NRA has a bunch of those.
The NRA, we got our fair share of them. But why Heston's got to open his big bazoo and let the cat out of the bag? Let me tell you this again. You keep this kind of thing in the family. You don't go blathering it to the media, and you certainly don't let the world know you're sloppy with a drink. And I am bitterly disappointed with Mr. Heston, and I'm a member of an organization this afternoon in crisis, and I think a statement from Mr. Heston is appropriate, that he'll keep his mouth shut about being a sissy drinker.
I know what this is about. You're a member of the NRA, which is a traditionally macho organization.
Hold on.
No, you hold on. And you don't want people to know that one of your members is
sloppy with a drink.
Sloppy with a drink, or whatever you call it, as an alcoholic or as a problem drinker or something like that.
Well, I don't think there's any respect.
Hold on for a minute. Alcoholism is prevalent in our society, okay?
No, but you're missing my point. The NRA membership is the last line of defense for this country, Mr. Henry. If our armed forces falters, millions of gun owners will be able to take up the mantle and defend the country. All right?
Well, all right. I'll go so far as to say that a lot of foreign leaders have said that.
That is the truth, the gun owners of America. That no foreign army will be intimidated by an army that can't hold a drink. And if you think about it, Mr. Henry, the foreign armies that we're likely to get into some trouble with, the Russians, the Germans, the British, all of them know how to hold a drink. And
So you're afraid that America's people's faith in America is somehow eroded because we can't hold a drink?
Because the NRA's president has come out and basically said he's a sissy drinker and is sloppy with a glass of wine.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number on the Phil Henry Show. This is the kind of thing that we've been hearing all day from members of the NRA who are checking in about Charlton Heston coming out and basically saying that he had to check himself into alcohol rehab for 3 weeks in the month of May after his social drinking got out of hand. He, by the way, is back at work right now. He's feeling fine, according to ABC News. He isn't scheduled to be at the Republican convention, but he will be campaigning in the fall as he has in the past.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think he should be seen on George W. Bush's campaign. George W. Bush is a Texan. He obviously enjoys his whiskey. Now you got this lightweight, Charlton Heston.
You're an NRA member.
Yes, I am.
And you are saying Charlton Heston's a lightweight.
He's a lightweight, sloppy with a drink, and like that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686.
No, I'd say that Charlton Heston has betrayed our trust by letting the world know that many of us are functioning alcoholics.
Do you drink?
Yes, I do. I drink. I might as well admit it. Thanks, Mr. Heston, for that, by the way. But this outing is worse than Rock Hudson when we found out that he was, a gay.
How's that? You're talking about Charlton Heston and Rock Hudson, two different things. Heston's a drinker. Rock Hudson was gay.
Right, but you see, he was emblematic of masculinity.
So if Rock Hudson was emblematic of masculinity, Charlton Heston is too?
That's correct. Clint Eastwood having erectile dysfunction. These are things, we don't need to know it. Our leaders and our heroes, and now I have, I hear that Tom Selleck, who is gay, this guy is a member of the NRA too. Now we have a gay that's sloppy with a drink.
So, I don't know anything about Tom Selleck being gay. I do know he's a member of the NRA, and so he's sloppy with a drink, as you call it. I like this old guy's term, sloppy with a drink. Basically, what he's talking about is Charlton Heston admitting that he was in alcohol rehab. But what then this has to do with the NRA? If it's a paranoid thing going on there, if there's some kind of a macho thing going on there, these guys ought to get over themselves, you know? And Tom Selleck is an NRA member. This guy may think he's gay because he did that flick with Kevin Kline. And so what if he's gay and sloppy with a drink? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. You're listening, by the way, to the number one rated Phil Hendry Show all across the country. Number one. And we couldn't have done it without you. You've recognized quality broadcasting. You've recognized informative programming, enlightening programming, and you've rewarded us with the number one listening audience. And we appreciate that so very deeply. So, oh, man. I'll get emotional. So just thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686 is the gentleman in Alhambra. You're calling from Alhambra, California, correct, sir?
Yes, I'm in Alhambra, Phil.
And your name?
Yeah, Phil, I'm Lloyd Bonafide.
What do you do, Lloyd?
Phil, I'm retired. I had a heating and plumbing business in Alhambra.
And you are a member of the NRA?
Yes, I am.
And you drink?
I do drink.
And you said you're a functioning alcoholic?
Well, let's put it this way. I probably shouldn't drink because I do enjoy it, and I get behind the wheel of a car maybe when I shouldn't. But that's nobody's business but my own. And when Chuck Heston opens his big, fat mouth, you know, as if he hasn't been... he's been on the movies with Ben-Hur. He opened his mouth in all of the movies. Why has he got to open his mouth about...
So is he ruining your drinking?
He's ruining my drinking and the drinking of millions of NRA members because he's sloppy with a drink.
All right, I'm going to take some other phone calls from other NRA members and get their opinions about this, all right?
Yes, sir.
And because this is a big story, West Palm Beach, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how are you? Look, I got to tell you, I've been a ranked marksman since ROTC, and I've been a member of the NRA for about 15 years now. I got to tell you, the notion that they're a bunch of functioning alcoholics in the NRA is a bunch of nonsense.
Well, what do you call Chuck Heston?
Well, I don't know. First of all, I don't know what Mr. Heston calls himself.
He checked into alcohol rehab because he's sloppy with the white wine.
I don't care if he's sloppy with red wine, white wine.
The fact of the matter
is that Mr. Heston, if he has a problem, then like a man, then he has to address that problem on his terms. That's one of the fundamental
tenets. Let me ask you, do you want to have a member of the president of the NRA spilling the beans about everybody else in the organization?
First of all, he hasn't spilled any beans, sir. You've done more damage by your cockamamie nonsense about us people in the NRA all having drinking problems.
And you've never had a cocktail. Do you have a cocktail?
No, sir, I do not drink.
Have you ever
I'm an example of the kind of NRA member that is a good citizen, does not drink, does not get behind the wheel.
Not every NRA member drinks, in other words. Is that what you're saying, sir? Not every NRA member drinks.
Oh,
that's exactly my point. Let me tell you something, sir. There are a lot of fine people in the NRA who do not drink. Because you surround yourself with a select group of people that may or may not,
prerogative. Deer season opens in September in the state of California.
Sir, let me ask you a question. How long have you been a member of the NRA?
I'm 68 years old. I left the United States Navy in 1952, so I became an NRA member in 1975.
Right, and let me ask you a question.
Whatever that means. I mean, so you were in the Navy in 52?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you have to think about that to get to the number 1975?
Well, if you want to keep pressing me, you're going to find out what I'm talking about drinking too much.
Okay, sir, you may have a drinking problem, and that's your prerogative.
Yes, I do.
And that is becoming increasingly apparent, and this sounds like a cry for help.
Okay, then let me ask you.
On your part.
Chuck Heston gets to be the president, and he's a juice hound. Why did he have to out me?
He didn't out you, sir. Sir, until you got
he
on Mr.
outed
Henry
himself.
Too. Exactly, Phil. Like everybody else, like the guy from California that was suing the migrant workers.
You know everybody, everyone.
Y'all out yourself.
Heston outed me as a drinker, and as far as I'm concerned, and
he didn't out you. He outed himself.
And when he opened his mouth and talked about drinking, he outed me too.
So every NRA member's a juice hound.
Yes, sir.
Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't think that just because someone is a drinker makes them a man. That's absolutely ridiculous. Maybe a man is really a man if he can overcome such addictions. And the fact that
Chuck Heston, first of all, if you're going to be the NRA, you've got to be able to hold a drink.
Okay, but I don't think that that should be the way that it is.
We're men.
And if he says something that he does, and he outs himself and says that he is a drinker, these people are upset because they're in denial, and they won't admit that they're drinkers. So I would not automatically assume that everybody in the NRA is a drinker
until these people
call in on your show and out themselves and confirm
you,
what he says.
That's just it. We are all drinkers. And
you just heard the last guy say that he doesn't drink.
Oh, come on. You believe that? Do you believe that guy doesn't drink?
Yeah, I believe him when he says it.
Well, it shows how naive you are. Because anybody that owns a gun drinks. And he's a closet alcoholic. He doesn't want to come out.
That's exactly the point. That these people are in denial. And maybe it's not so bad that he comes out and says it.
Did you hear about Rock Hudson?
I don't think so.
You didn't hear about him? He's gay.
Okay. Big deal.
Man, wait a minute. This lady is 20 years old. You don't even know who Rock Hudson is, do you? Okay. He was a famous actor.
Yeah, and it turns out the guy was a poof too.
Yeah, okay.
The same thing with Charlton Heston. This guy Hudson took it in the poop area, and Charlton Hudson is sloppy.
Charlton Heston.
Rock Hudson, right?
Rock Hudson, Charlton Heston.
Right.
All right.
I just think it's ridiculous to say that just because you can drink, you're a man.
Well, it may be ridiculous, but it happens to be the truth.
And, oh, come
see,
on.
I don't agree with that.
Well, you're
all.
Not a man, so how do you know? You don't.
Okay, are you going to continue drinking even though you're a functioning alcoholic?
Yes, I will. Well, not now, no. Chuck Heston outed me. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. This is New York State. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, sir.
About the man from California, I originally had something first to say about how I feel that Charlton Heston was doing a very responsible, manly thing by overcoming his problem.
That's what everybody's trying to tell me, but I don't buy it.
Well, if the man has a problem and he needs to take care of it, the best thing to do is to take care of it and not just drink your liver away.
Does he got to give an interview with the National Enquirer? Of course he doesn't.
But I don't know.
What's bugging you. What's bugging you is that he went public.
Well, he goes public. He makes us all look like we're sloppy with a drink. I want to tell everybody that members of the NRA can hold their liquor.
Well, you know what? I'm not a member of the NRA. And by the way, you're speaking, you're making me imagine a bunch of drunk people with rifles, which is not what the NRA is.
No, that's just it. We can hold our liquor. That's what I'm trying to say. And Chuck Heston, he can't. You hear what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
Well, the first step toward alcoholism is building a tolerance. That's the first step toward alcoholism, is being able to hold a drink.
I'm going to show you some shooting.
Hold on. You got a gun?
Yeah, I want to show you something.
Hold on for a minute. Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show on the line with us is, okay, now this gentleman, is he on the air right now, Mike? Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
All right, you know, you're going to not be able to do that on the radio, okay?
I'm sorry, sir. I did not know. I'm sorry, sir. I will close the door. I did not know that we were on the live broadcast.
Okay. You're relieving yourself there.
I am very, very, very sorry, sir.
All right, that's okay. I understand.
I did not know that I was back on the air.
Okay. We're talking about Charlton Heston admitting that he drinks, and he admitted he had a problem. He checked himself into rehab. What's the problem with him giving an interview to the National Enquirer?
The problem with Chuck Heston giving an interview to the National Enquirer means that he's admitted that we can't hold a drink, and that the NRA becomes suspect in the eyes of potential foreign enemies. And if they wanted to attack our country, why, they'd think we're nothing but a bunch of lightweights that are sloppy with a drink. I want to show you something. I have a Ruger. This is just a little .22 Beretta that I have, Phil. I'm outside my house right now.
Do you have a range set up or something? I don't want you firing a gun, okay?
No, it's fine. I got a bottle up. Put a bottle up, Bobby. Watch this. That's a .22.
What are you shooting at?
Just hold on.
If you're telling the kid to put a bottle up, then let him put the bottle up and don't shoot.
You can't stand there when I shoot, Eddie.
Do you know that you should be, as a gun owner, you should have the weapon pointed at the ground?
Yes, sir.
And that if somebody is approaching a target, that you do not fire the weapon?
No, I told him, you can't go over there when I'm shooting at it, Eddie. Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
You don't tell him that. You don't shoot.
No, he went over to the target.
Okay, anyway, Charlton Heston, and the idea from this gentleman, at least, is that NRA members enjoy a cocktail every now and again, and this is obviously outing them somehow. New Jersey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm an NRA member. I was in the military. I was in Vietnam. I drink. Not on occasion, not a lot. And I drink very hard liquor. There is no way in hell I would be anywhere near a guy who's drinking while hunting or at a target range. This guy is a menace to everybody.
Well, no, wait a minute, because you know that there's nothing wrong with having a good taste at the...
But some people have a good taste and go off the deep end.
What about when you're in a deer stand and it's 20 below?
Yeah, there's warmers, there's heaters. All alcohol does is dehydrate you and makes you thirstier.
Well, you see, you're spilling an awful lot of secrets here, and you're just like Charlton Heston. You're letting everybody know.
I'm just like Charlton Heston.
You're letting everybody know.
Charlton Heston checked himself into rehab.
Now we're all going to have to.
Let me tell you, That's the smartest thing he could have done.
Could I ask you a question? How do you think foreign governments will view the NRA now?
As a bunch of drunks.
What are you doing?
I just got a .22.
I would rather you not fire that weapon while we're on the air here.
He's going to kill somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for your call.
1-800, you're welcome.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
This guy is just putting a nail in a coffin for the NRA, and I hope your listeners are responsible enough to know a coup when they hear one. You know, NRA members aren't
unlike... Could you repeat that? I didn't have the phone. I had to run over.
NRA members aren't unlike any other people in our society. There's good ones and bad ones. This guy's obviously a...
Stop shooting
member.
The gun, okay?
I'm 40 years old, been an NRA member since I was 10.
What are you guys coming down on me for? I'm not the guy that gave an interview with the Enquirer saying that I can't drink white wine, for Jesus Christ Almighty. Did I say that? No. Chuck Hudson did.
In any event, the NRA promotes responsible gun ownership.
Chuck Hudson.
Charlton Hudson said that he had an alcohol... Charlton Heston said that he had an alcohol problem.
And he's more man than you'll ever be.
What?
He's more man than you'll ever be, sir.
How do you figure that when he can't, when he's slapping with a cocktail?
He's a responsible human being that recognized the problem and identified it and did something to rectify it, unlike yourself, sir.
You know something? All of the years that I was a member of the National, and I was a United States Naval Academy member, okay? I served this country in Korea. And I would...
Are you doing that? Are you peeing again?
Well, I wasn't aware we were still on the air.
Yes, we are on the air. My bad.
Excuse me, my bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
You had your mic turned up, didn't you?
Yes, I did. 1-800-449-8686. Santa Barbara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how are you? Hey, listen, this guy's jumping around and around and around. And the real issue is here, man, an alcoholic... It's a disease.
We got that. Okay, we don't want to hear that. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about alcoholism being a disease.
Chuck Heston's okay.
That's right.
Saratoga on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I find it really favorable for Charlton Heston to admit that he has a problem. I'm an alcoholic. I'm not a member of the NRA, and it takes a lot of guts to admit you have a problem and to take care of it
before
it gets out of hand.
Yes, it does, sir, but not when you're a member of the NRA. It does us a world of disservice. You can admit you're an alcoholic because what are you?
Well, I am a member of the Army.
Well, okay. But that's neither here nor there.
But
see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think it looks...
Will you stop it with the gun?
At all. I think it actually looks favorable that someone is taking responsibility for their problems and getting them corrected.
Now, if the NRA has nothing but a bunch of sissy drinkers...
Who's shooting the gun?
Eddie, don't shoot it anymore.
Who's Eddie?
He's a guy that helps me out around the house.
So, okay.
No, don't shoot the gun. I'm saying that an organization like the NRA... Don't shoot the gun, Eddie. An organization like the NRA can't stand to have its public image defamed. Unlike the Army, we know you guys get into trouble every now and again. It's normal for a serviceman to drink. But we can't. Phil, check it out. I can shoot out of my window and pee at the same time. Watch this. Is that great?
Will you knock it off and get Eddie or whoever the heck he is to quit?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. We've been on the air for 45 minutes.
Well, the guy who answers the phone didn't tell me. Jesus, I guess that's on the air, too.
Yeah, that's on the air, man.
Here, give me the gun, Eddie. Oh, give me the gun.
So is this calculated to make the NRA look bad?
Huh?
Is this calculated to make the NRA look bad? Is this calculated to make the NRA look bad?
Hold on for a minute. Eddie? Is it calculated to make the NRA look bad? That, sir, is an affront and an affront.
Well, you're coming on here sounding like a complete and utter moron, and...
I didn't admit that I'm sloppy with a glass of wine.
No, you didn't say you're sloppy with a glass of wine. You're just admitting as much. That there's the gun going off again there.
That's Eddie.
Well, that's fine. Will you go someplace where Eddie isn't? What is Eddie?
He helps me. He's washing windows today.
So what, at lunchtime you clowns get the gun?
Hey, Eddie, check it out.
Hey, Eddie, look at this. The guy could actually urinate. Here is,
No, that's Eddie.
Well, close the door. Norfolk on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing today, Phil?
Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how you doing today?
Go ahead.
I don't know why we just don't hang up on this guy. He's not even a responsible adult. He's drunk. He's doing everything against the grain. We ought to just
push
him off.
Do you know anything about shooting guns? You know anything about shooting guns?
Okay, Norfolk isn't there. All right, so why don't you do this? Why don't you check yourself into rehab? Why don't you check...
Hold on for a minute.
Check yourself into rehab right next to Chuck Heston there, okay?
Well, whatever you think's best.
1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Hendry...
I'm sorry.
You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. You're pointing at me? It's time. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So, Mike, you're from the Valley, right? Yes, you are. You're from north of the Boulevard? North of Ventura Boulevard. And Melissa lives... Do you live north of Ventura? You live in North Hollywood, though. You don't live in the Valley. You live in the Valley, man?
Encino.
You live in Encino? Oh, so you live south of the Boulevard. You live north? So all of you live in the crap can part of the Valley. All right. North Hollywood's technically the Valley, I know. But, I mean, the point I'm getting to here is, here in Los Angeles, and I don't come from the Valley. I come from the San Gabriel Valley, which is the scum part. No, it was not even part of L.A. It's a suburb, you know. It's like Arcadia, Duarte, as J.J. Jackson called it one time on the air. And everybody out there in Duarte, how you doing? And Monrovia and all those little towns. And I don't come from the Valley, which is L.A. City. But Ventura Boulevard bisects certain cities, and some of those are Tarzana. Does it bisect Van Nuys, or is Van Nuys strictly north of Ventura Boulevard? Encino, Sherman Oaks, right? Well, for some reason, what's happened out here, and every town is the same. Everybody has the same section of town that is well-known and is desirable and understood to be the place to be. And if you, it's for instance, like Beverly Hills, do you live Beverly Hills or do you live in the Beverly Hills Post Office? See, the Beverly Hills Post Office, well, that's south of Sunset Boulevard, and that's all crap cans down there. Now, I've been down there south of Sunset Boulevard. It's pretty nice. There's some nice apartments. They've got homes, some townhouses. It's very nice. But, oh, well, excuse me, you don't live north of Sunset Boulevard, so you live in a crap pit. Well, the same thing with the Valley. And it's like, oh, my God, you'd swear to God you got leprosy. Did you ever see Braveheart? You remember Braveheart? Remember the old man? He had the leprosy? That's what you look like if you live north of the boulevard. You look like some guy with just cheesecloth wrapped around your face and a nose falling off because you live north of the freaking boulevard. And when Marie and I first met, she reads the Daily Variety, and she got me an apartment because I was renting my sister's apartment in South Pasadena. And she said, no, I'm going to get you a place closer to me, where I live, and maybe closer to work, so which it wasn't, of course. She moved me out to the Valley, which was like twice as long to get to KFI than South Pasadena was. So thanks a lot for that, honey. But anyway, so she got me a place out in Sherman Oaks, quote unquote. Well, I go out there and I rent the place from this lady, very nice lady, and she says, I know it said Sherman Oaks in the ad. I'm sorry to deceive you. I go, well, what? Well, this is really Van Nuys. I said, well, I don't give a crap. And she says, well, many people do. We're Sherman Oaks adjacent. Sherman Oaks adjacent. Yes, that's Van Nuys. You'll see we don't have as many spics here, but they certainly are. Well, okay, just hold on. So I rented this apartment. And it was a very nice apartment, a very nice home. And I was, however, north of Ventura Boulevard, so I was in Van Nuys, even though the old lady tried to get me to believe I was in Sherman Oaks. No, I wasn't in Sherman Oaks. It wasn't a Sherman Oaks mailing address. It was Van Nuys. It was like all of this crap that people went through to be in Sherman Oaks. It's like out in Westlake Village, right? People want to be in Westlake Village. They don't want to live in Thousand Oaks. I lived on Westlake. Well, I guess I can tell people now, can I? Because I don't live there anymore? No, all right, never mind. But I lived in a part of Westlake that was very nice. And yet it wasn't really part of Westlake. It was Thousand Oaks. My wife would write Westlake Village on the return address because it looked cooler. Who are you impressing? Some guy carrying a bag? She wants to impress Eddie with the pith helmet in the bag. Where do you live? Well, we live in... oh, God, forgive me. We live in Thousand Oaks. Oh, well, geez. So anyway, we're talking about this south and north of the boulevard. Now, who are those friends of yours that live in Tarzana? Now, that one girl, a friend of Mike's, she grew up in the cool part of Tarzana, which was south of Ventura Boulevard. But then they had to move north of Ventura Boulevard, and they lived in the crap part of Tarzana. And she had to tell her friends because they all thought they were all that because they lived in Tarzana. Which, by the way, forgive me, is Tarzana really all that hot? I mean, look, I've lived in some crap camp. It is? It's named after an ape man. Is it really? I always thought Tarzana was nothing but used car lots and, okay, parts are nice. South of Ventura, parts are nice, yeah. You go north of Ventura Boulevard, it's a toilet. And the same thing. So I had no problem. I would go into Van Nuys. A lot of times I would use the same bail bonds guy. And I found it to be, it was really good. But you'd talk to people and say, where do you live, Phil? I live in Van Nuys. Oh, and their faces would drop like you just told them you had rabid, virulent pancreatic cancer. You live north of the... Yeah, get out of here. It can't be that bad. But you live with all those Mexicans, don't you? Well, okay, whatever. You know, I mean, you might as well tell them that you're going to have an epidermal and they're going to remove your scalp. I don't know what. They used to call it Sepulveda? Where? Van Nuys? I love the... You type so fast, Mike. North Hills. Now they call it North Hills. What's West Hills? That used to be Canoga Park. Well, how about this one? Try this on for size and live with this the rest of your life. Oxnard. And they've been trying to change the name of that town for 568 years. Ever since the guys who named it moved there, they were two brothers. They were called the Oxnards. And, no, they were two brothers, and they were, I guess their name was Smith, but they decided they'd go with Oxnard. Yeah, two brothers moved in there, and they said, are we going to call it Smith? No, let's call it, I know, Oxnard. Bob got gored by a bull the other day. So they called it Oxnard, and two brothers with large testicles. So they called it Oxnard, and it's been that way for years. And the Raiders went up and trained there, thinking that that somehow would rub off. Sure, it rubbed off all right. Town's got an even worse image now than it did. And the Raiders moved back to Oakland, which didn't help Oakland much either, by the way, as long as we're on the topic. And it's still Oxnard. Now, they tried to change it to Channel Islands at one time. I think they were going to call it Pleasant Palms, Wavy Beach, Sandy. You know, they were going to call it Hawaii at one point. They were thinking of just, let's just change the name to Fiji. Can we do that? Then some wiseacre on the city council wanted to add an S to the end of it, as if that's some... Ah, that's great, Eddie. You do that every meeting, too. Ah, I just thought it would be great. Oxnards. Ah, yeah, can we get serious? Well, come on. All right, let's call a meeting to order. What do we change his name to this week? How about Oxnards? So they wanted to change it to Hawaii, whatever. What's the Oxnard? You're never going to change it. It's always going to be that. So, you know, give it up. You live in Van Nuys. You don't live in Sherman Oaks, okay? Just like I live in Thousand Oaks. I don't live in Westlake Village. Just like a whole lot of stuff. I live out there with all the unwashed in North Ranch. Or whatever it's called. And that whole thing going on with that Beverly Hills post office. And by the way, you live in North Hollywood, not Hollywood, Melissa. And we all know. Let me just tell you that what comes to mind when I think of North Hollywood? If you want a good car, go see Cal. If you want... Oh, no, he's in Long Beach. Excuse me. I don't know why I think of Cal Worthington when I think of North Hollywood. Oh, the North Hollywood Shootout, the B of A. Yeah. Anyway, it's the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Visit our website, philhenryshow.com. News of our 2000 CD coming soon. Don't miss on that. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.